You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I am Paris.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to I Am Paris. And I am so thrilled to be joined today by the incredible Alex Cooper, the dynamic host of Call Her Daddy. Today's conversation is all about the present. So let's dive in.
Okay, let's do it.
How do you navigate balancing your personal life with the public persona that you've developed through your podcast?
Oh my gosh. I struggled a lot in the beginning, I think, as anyone would when you're putting yourself out there and you're no one online is 100% being themselves, because you're obviously, again, like you're talking to people through a screen and you're trying to make sure you're articulate, or you're trying to present a certain message, whether you're being funny, whether you're being serious. And so there's always like an angle that you're trying to connect to people through. And it doesn't mean it's disingenuous. It's just very like, it's not natural to be speaking into a phone or a screen. And so I think in the beginning days, I really struggled with just trying to figure out like, who was I independent of the show? Because the show is so just all consuming of my life. I'm absolutely a workaholic, and I am working on it in therapy of just, I don't think that I'm running from anything in my life. Like, I know that's usually people's inclination is, oh my gosh, you work so much. Like, I think I was watching a Kardashian episode and Chris was saying to Kim, like, oh my gosh, like, you need to slow down. Like, what are you running from? And Kim was like, I don't think I'm running from anything. Like, I love this. Like, I love what I'm doing. And I relate a lot to that. I feel like I'm not running. I genuinely love what I do. But because I love what I do so much, finding moments to be good in the silence and just not be thinking about work 24/7 is difficult for me. Like, I will be laying in bed, and if I can't sleep, I'm like picking up my phone and I'm writing down episode ideas, and I'm on the plane and everyone's watching a movie and like I'm writing down episode ideas. And it's just, I love it, but I think it's difficult. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say like, I have the answer. I don't think that I have currently completely figured it out. And I think that's okay. I think that's like anything in life. I don't think I'm ever going to be like, oh, I've got this down to a T. Like, here's all my advice. I do work a lot, but I also feel like I'm at that point in my life where I do want to grind it out. And I know I want a family one day, and who knows, maybe it will change when if I am able to have kids one day. But like right now, I'm happy grinding. And I know a lot of people in my life can't relate to that. Like, a lot of my friends are constantly going on girl trips on weekends and going to parties and just socializing a lot more. And I'm not doing that, but I'm not unhappy. And so I think there's something like socially, people kind of look at me sometimes, I think, like, why don't you ever leave your house? Like, why are you always working? And I always feel like I could say the same thing to them. Like, why aren't you working? Like, why are you always going out? Like, I, I think it's okay. It's kind of back to what we said in that first episode of like, I'm happy with what I'm doing and I hope everyone else is happy with what they're doing. But the work-life balance for me, sure, there's nights where I look at Matt and I'm like, babe, we have been working nonstop. We have not gone on a date in 2 weeks. Like, we are putting on our calendar a night. And I always say to him, I'm like, let's literally have our assistants put it in as it's a work dinner. Like, just say you have a work dinner from this time to this time. Because it just so happens that obviously Matt and I are running a company together. So if we're at dinner together, there are nights that we can both be like, oh my gosh, this one's texting me or emailing me, or what should we do about this business deal? And so I found if we start to tell people, I have a work dinner, but you don't tell them who it's with,
yeah,
they won't know we're together. They both just think we're independent work dinners and they can't bother us for like an hour and a half. And I found that's a really good way for Matt and I to disconnect and just focus on our relationship. But yeah, it's still a work in progress, girl. Like, I don't have the answer yet, but hopefully it will adjust and it will shift, but I'm happy. So I don't think I need to change anything, mm-hmm. You know?
So you've worked hard to get to this point.
Yeah. Be in it.
Keep like killing it.
Yeah. I think it's like, I also think sometimes, especially when you see a woman having success, a lot of times people look at you and say like, okay, you did it. You made it, like, chill. But no one ever says that to a man. It's like men, it's like in their nature to be in business until they're old and gray and on their way out. Like, but for women, it's like, why do you like, what are you, greedy? Are you like, you're selfish or this or that? It's like, why is there such a double standard? And so I get frustrated when I can just tell people, like, I've had so many people, and I would be curious to hear your opinion, but I've had so many people already say to me like, oh my gosh, like everything's going to change when you have kids. And no one's saying that to Matt. And I understand there's like a different level of bonding, sure, with like a child and the mother, but it's frustrating because they're basically insinuating your career is going to end when you have kids and Matt's will not. And that to me is just not fair and it's not cool. Have you had anyone say that to you with like now being a mother? Like, why are you doing so much?
Yeah, there's definitely people who are just online trying to shame, like, oh, like, why are you going there? Like, you have your baby. Of course, I love my baby so much. I'm with my babies as much as mm-hmm. possible, but I've worked really hard to get to this point in my life. And I feel that we're moms, we're women, we can do it all. And a woman shouldn't have to give up her whole career. Obviously, always prioritize family first. But I feel that you don't just have to be one thing. If you're a mom, you can be it all. Like, so anyone who's just being judgmental, I feel like it's because they don't have anything happening. So they're just mad.
Yeah. No, it's such a good point. I remember, I think it was Shay Mitchell came on my podcast and was just like, for so long when people would say things to me about being a mom, I like resented almost the word for a while because it was like, I know what you're trying to insinuate by saying that. It's like, that's all I am. That's all I bring to the table. I'm not sexy anymore. I'm not cool anymore. I'm not fun anymore. And I agree. Like, I resent the concept that once you have kids as a woman, now, of course, we have an obligation to like raise our children and be the best parents that we can be. But parents, not just mom and not dad. Like, it's a team effort. And I think that we sometimes just completely like neglect to make the men accountable in the situation. And so many women are left to just do it on their own. And so I think we both are very fortunate that we, what seems to have like very supportive partners, that like it's a partnership to raising the children. It's not just all on the mom. And it doesn't mean that you have to give up everything when you have a child. So, but yeah, it's just so interesting in passing for people to already say that to me. And I can almost see when people say like, your career is going to change so much. Most of the time, it's always men saying it to me. And I can tell there's like this sick excitement behind the way they say it. Like, they're kind of saying it like, haha, like, it's going to be over for you. And it just kind of like freaks me out when guys say that to me. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, ew. Like, okay,
sickos.
Leave me alone. Like, I'll decide when my career is over. And it will definitely not be because of me growing my family. No,
those are just haters.
Haters. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Dealt with them forever. Bye, Felicia.
I haven't heard that in so long. Bye, Felicia. Game over.
Yes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When was the first moment that you felt that you personally had become a celebrity?
Oh my God. I don't think any of it is normal to me still. I also don't really consider myself a celebrity because I feel like I'm always interviewing celebrities. And I know that my job has obviously warranted a lot of public acknowledgement. Like, people know who I am, and I'm so fortunate that I look at people knowing who I am as like, okay, that's amazing. People are listening to the show. I don't think I'm still used to it. I think I work really hard to maintain a very normal life. Like, I think that people would be surprised to see how normal my life is compared to probably what they think it is. I think I'm very intentional about the people that I surround myself with, but I mean, I look back and of course I think moments of like going outside and having people of course ask for pictures, like it in New York City, I would say after the first year of Call Her Daddy, I would be in Duane Reade and there would be like girls like, oh my gosh, like Alex, like can we take pictures? And it was so exciting to me because it meant, oh my gosh, you listen and this is so fun and the brand that I'm building is getting acknowledgement and it seems like they're happy and they like it. And but I will say it never really gets normal. I think my family is so confused in moments when we're at dinner still to this day of like, they've gotten a lot better, but like my siblings used to be like, why do they want a picture with you? Like, little do they know. And I'm like, shut up. And I'm still the youngest child in my family. So, but it's not a normal thing to have people take pictures. And I am so grateful when people come up to me, and something that I take a lot of pride in is my relationship with the Daddy Gang is so different than I think what anyone would expect. Like, when I see these people on the street, if I'm at the movie theater, if I'm at CVS, if I'm at Sephora, wherever I am, when I see these people, you from afar would genuinely think that I'm running into someone from high school and like catching up on our lives. Like, the amount of times a family member or in the beginning days with Matt, like Matt would be like, who is that girl? Like after I would leave and I would be like, that's Daddy Yang. And he's like, but you were literally talking about like how she got out of her abusive relationship. Like she doesn't, and I'm like, yeah, she does know me. She knows that she can tell me those things. And it's truly the most rewarding, exciting thing that I could ever, like, I feel like I have this huge family and support system of all these women across the world that wherever I go, I just run into people and we have this bond that's, I think it's similar to how you talk about it. Like, I know it sounds weird to people that haven't experienced it, but I don't take it for granted. And I know there are some celebrities that are like annoyed when people ask for a picture, or whatever. Like, I have never in my life turned down someone asking me for a picture ever. And I don't think a lot of people would say that. Like, I think the two of us sitting here, I can genuinely tell when I was interviewing you, like how special your relationship is to people. And I can imagine there are people being like, shut up. Like you guys, it's all facade. Like it's not, because I'm so aware that like, I literally only have what I have because of them. Mm-hmm. And the minute that I don't have them, I don't have what I've built. And so I look at Call Her Daddy, like, it's not something that I created or me and my ex co-host just created. It's literally a community that created this thing. And so Call Her Daddy's not just mine. It's also theirs. And so I don't know. I'm just really grateful. But yeah, the whole like being a celebrity thing, I'll be honest, like I don't really go out that much. I don't intentionally put myself in positions in Los Angeles to be seen at the places that would have paparazzi or like I remember back in the original days with Matt, not that I'm someone that like people are trying to get pictures of 24/7, but you know, the places in LA you'd get paparazzi'd. And so like, if I had to go there for a birthday dinner, like Matt and I would just go in the back. Like I was really strategic about just, I want to live as normal of a life as possible. And I really don't think that I need my ego fueled that much to indulge in it too heavily. So I'm very cautious about making sure I'm like, always around people that love me for me prior to the show.
It's really sweet.
Thank you.
I'm the same way, 'cause I can't imagine saying no to someone and just hurting their feelings, and just having that effect and making someone feel so happy is such an amazing feeling.
Even when you're exhausted, like I'm not going to lie, there are some times where I'm like, oh fuck, like I just did 3 interviews. I'm leaving a press thing. Like I'm like in a fight with someone in my family, like I'm going, and then all of a sudden I'm running to my car and there's someone outside. It literally takes 10 seconds. Like it is so easy for us to just, even when you're in the worst mood, to make that person's day. It lasts for a while, because I remember going up, like I remember the US women's soccer team back in the day was the biggest fan, obviously, of just soccer. And I remember being in an airport when I was super young and seeing one of the soccer players. And my friend Lauren and I were so nervous to go up to her. We're like, should we go up? Should we go up? Like, what do we do? What do we do? And my mom was like, go up to her, like, just say hi. And I remember saying hi to her, and she was so cold and was like, I don't have time. Like, please leave me alone. And I just remember like little Alex and Lauren walking away being like so devastated. And I've of course never looked at her the same, because I was just like, I idolize you. Like, what? And again, I don't blame that person. I'm sure she was going through it, but it's even past being like having celebrity or whatever, or notoriety. Like, just, it does not take that much to be a nice person. And I get it. We all have our bad days, and I do empathize with when I see celebrities, like people are like, she's such a fucking bitch. Like, well, we don't know what people are going through, but I do think you can try to have some level of just grace when you're interacting with people outside of your home, because you also don't know what they're going through, and just putting on a smile and being nice is, it's not that hard.
You mean the world to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could collaborate with any historical figure on a special podcast episode, who would it be and why?
Oh my God. That is too hard of a question. What would you say?
Marilyn Monroe.
Damn. That's incredible.
That would be iconic.
That would be iconic. I'm trying to think. I mean, this person is still alive, but like, I just would love to be able to sit down with Gloria Steinem and just have a conversation. I think she's been so instrumental in like the feminist movement. And I feel like she has such a wise understanding of what it means to be a woman in a man's world. And I read one of her books and was just like, okay, this woman has it all together. And I remember meeting Jane Fonda, and I was like, after Jane, I was like, I think that's the next person I would just love to even meet. And so, yeah.
Okay. Is there a hobby or interest that would totally surprise your fans?
Oh my God. Let me think about that. Okay. Wait, I heard that you played ice hockey when you were younger. We need to talk about that. Yes. Because I did too. And like, I wouldn't say that's like a current hobby of mine. I'm not like throwing on the gear and getting on my skates. But I think it's so funny that every time I've tried to convince Matt to go ice skating with me or anything, he's like intimidated because he's like, I'm from California. I'm a California boy. Like, I've never ice skated. And I'm like, I know how to ice skate. Like, I can backwards skate. I can skate like because I played hockey. Mm-hmm. And you played hockey.
Yes.
In high school.
No one believes that until I'm like, Google it.
Wait, I kind of didn't believe it because I heard it was also in high school. And I feel like high school you was just like hot as shit, cool. What? You were playing hockey? Not that hockey's not cool,
I
but
I was like a hot tomboy. I loved ice hockey.
I loved it so much.
Love it.
You can just shove people up against the boards and like,
it's just so much fun. I loved it.
I think that is
I love ice skating.
I love ice skating. Mm-hmm. I think that, I mean, I'll try to think of a hobby, but I will say, I think whenever I talk about that to people, people can't envision me in like an ice hockey outfit. I loved it when I was younger. And I think I was kind of the same. Like, I loved being a tomboy, but I also loved pink. And I was always so stressed because I would want to wear my brother's clothes. And I would always want to just be with the boys and just play sports. Like, I loved it. Like, I remember my mom tried to put me in a ballerina outfit when I was super young. And she was like, why don't you try? All your friends are doing ballet. And I went to my recital and I just stood still and I didn't move. And I like was so miserable. I was like, this is the dumbest thing. Like, I don't want to be a ballerina. Like, I want to go play sports. Like, I want to hit people. Like, I want to run. Like, I want to like get dirty. And so I think that was definitely like that juxtaposition of like, my room was pink, but I love to play sports. I think it's fabulous that we can do both. Yes. But a current hobby of mine, like, I don't know if I have anything that would like, am I so boring? The issue is I talk for a living. So I tell, I feel like the daddy gang, everything. I'm like, I'm reading books now. Like, I don't know. No, I think I don't have anything.
You're
that
too busy for hobbies.
I'm no, literally. Like, I'm trying to think, like, every time I have free time, I'm watching television or I'm hanging out with my dogs. And I think the level of obsession that I have with my dogs is, I was saying, like, it's seems like you have the same thing.
Yes.
I'm creepily obsessed with them, where I get nervous about talking about them too much because people are like, it's a dog. And I'm like, no, it's Henry and Bruce to you. Okay. And they are the loves of my lives. And like, I think Matt also was like, I'm over here. And I'm like, hold on, I have to stroke Henry and Bruce. Like, I'm obsessed with my dogs. So that's my hobby, is being with my dogs at all times, every day. And when I'm away from them, I miss them so much. And I know that's like weird, but I don't care.
I'll get it more than anyone.
Okay, good. Thank you.
How old are they?
Henry is 7 and Bruce is 1 year old.
Aww.
And so they're like, Henry was so miserable in the beginning, just being like, I'm an only child. Like, what is this little shit doing? And now it makes me so happy because they play together and they cuddle and they just love each other. And it makes me so happy. And I'm literally like planning my Christmas trip and I'm just like, we can only go somewhere, Matt, that the boys can come. And like, we call them the boys. And like, whenever we say that in front of people, I think that they don't like fully know us. They're like, you have I'm like, two fluffy boys. Yes, they're dogs. Like, we speak about them like they're our actual babies and I love them so much.
And they have like human names too. Literally, which I love.
Henry and Bruce.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What is the most bizarre or hilarious encounter that you've had with a fan?
Oh my God. Let me think. I would say I'm in Hawaii with Matt. We're on like a cute couples trip, and I'm walking back to the elevator with Matt, and I had seen this girl all throughout the resort just kind of like eyeing me, and I can immediately spot who's daddy gang. Like, I just know. And like, half the time people come up to me and they don't even know what to say. They just stare and stand at me, and I'm like, hi, it's me. I know you're daddy gang. And they're like, hi. So this girl finally makes a move, but she's holding this bag, and I'm so curious like what she's up to. And she runs over to Matt and I, and she's like huffing and puffing, and she's like, okay, I know this is weird, like I don't want to overstep, but like, you've literally changed my sex life, and you've just made me feel so empowered with my body. And so I've always just wanted to give you something back. And I'm like, okay. And like, I'm getting freaked out. I'm like, yes. What is she gonna do? And she pulls out of the bag a Goop vibrator, because there was a Goop store on the resort. And it's this little purple wand vibrator. And she just hands it to me. And she was like, thank you, daddy. I love you. Like, have fun. And I was so obsessed in that moment. I'm like, yes, bitch. Like, I love you. Thank you. And then I used it that night, and it was fabulous. And I still have it to this day. I don't know if I think about her when I use it, but like, I should start to occasionally, like, this one's for you. Like, this O's for you, girl. Like, thank you. Love you.
That's hot.
So hot. Love you. If you're out there, I remember you. You are OG.
Aw.
So
she's
cute.
Definitely listening.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So if you weren't hosting Call Her Daddy, what alternate universe career do you think you'd be pursuing right now?
I definitely think that, I don't know whether to give like a non-realistic answer or realistic. I mean, the realistic answer is I really always wanted to direct feature films. Like, I was obsessed growing up with creating worlds with the camera and just being so enamored by creating an experience for people to watch and to consume and to feel something. And so I think if I wasn't doing Call Her Daddy, I really would love to start making movies, which though I like kind of lightly am starting to dip my toes into that world because of Matt. And it's so cool to see him. Like, currently he's making 3 movies right now all around the world. And whenever we FaceTime, I'm always like, okay, wait, tell me everything. And like, it's just so cool to see like script development and the casting process and directing and producing and music and editing. Like, I just love it. And I'm so passionate about it. And I feel like I like see the world through directing and editing. Like, I just am obsessed, and I'm a very creative person. So I think if it wasn't for Call Her Daddy, probably directing films would be my ideal, or being a pop star. I feel like in an alternate universe, like, I never try to sing seriously. Like, I feel like I can do a lot of like imitations well, but I feel like I had it in me in a different like universe to be a singer and to like really just give it my all. So if I ever do a Christmas album, you have to be on it.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Yes. So earlier this year, you got engaged to Hollywood producer Matt Kaplan.
Who you know.
Who I've known for like...
We need to talk about that.
So many years.
So crazy.
Yeah, I've known him... How many years has it been? Like two...
So long.
20-something years.
I didn't... Because I hadn't realized that Matt's best friend dated Nikki. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first started dating him, like naturally just started Googling. And there's like all these pictures. And I was like, oh my God, like this is such a small world. Like this is so cool. And then you guys obviously, like I feel like the way that Matt talks about it, like everyone in those certain schools, like kind of all knew each other. But yes, now we're engaged.
And how did that happen?
It's so funny.
Was it a surprise?
It was a surprise, but like not because I didn't grow up dreaming of a wedding. I really just didn't think I wanted to get married. I was really okay with it too. Like I was never the girl dreaming of my dress. I still to this day do not know what the hell my dress should be. I should ask your advice on that. But like, I just never dreamt of it. And I was totally good being alone. And then when I met Matt, I just knew immediately, like literally, I'm not kidding. On our first date, I was like, this guy's going to be my husband. And I'm so not like that. I'm so picky. I put guys through the ringer. Like I usually make them wait like 3 to 4 months to even sleep with me. Like I am like so particular. But when I met Matt, I knew he was the guy. But I also told him as a test, I'm like, but I never want to get married. And so I wanted to see if that would make him run. And he was like, listen, I would love to marry you. But if that's that, like we can be life partners, like, but I would love to get married. And so once I felt he wasn't pressuring me, which is so me, it's like, no one can tell me what to do. And the minute you leave me alone, then I'll want to do it. I just need to come to the conclusion on my own. So I remember taking, him on a date night. I asked him on a date. And on Friday night, we went down to Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica. Mm. And we're sitting there over wine. And I was like, I was so excited to talk to you today because I have some amazing things to share with you. And he's like, what? Like, he never knows with me. He's like, what, Alex? And I'm like, so you can do it. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you can propose. We can get married. And he's like, he gets so red and he's so happy and he's like so jolly and happy. And he just is like, he looks like he's going to cry. And he's like, when did you decide this? And I was like, this week. I just started to like really think about it and how much I love you. And I know it means so much to you. And now it is starting to mean something to me. And I think with Matt, marriage was so scary to me because I feel like I've watched so many people around me growing up had failed marriages. And my parents just felt like the outliers. Like my parents are still so in love. And I was like, but that's just a one in a lifetime thing. I'm never going to find the way that my dad treats my mom. And so I kind of just never thought I could find that version of what I grew up around. And I also just thought marriage was so based in, like, it is based in a lot of like misogynistic roots of like the woman being given away to a man and like your dad's property until you're now his property. Like I had a lot of problems with a lot of different things. But when Matt would talk to me about it, he's like, we can make it our own. We don't need to do anything based in tradition. We can do our own wedding. We can do our own marriage, our own rules. And I think when I realized I could create my own version of a marriage and I didn't have to follow what I've seen come before me, it made me so much more relaxed and want to do it. So I told him he could do it and I didn't know when he was going to do it. And Matt's like, do you have any... He knows I'm such a control freak. So he's like, what do you want? Like, I know you. And I was like, okay. So step one, no, I was like, listen, I want it to be so private. I don't want anyone there. Like, no, I do not want to deal with anyone, but it obviously has to be incredible. So figure it out. And he's like, okay, fuck. So months go by. And I think it was like 3 to 4 months go by. And I went to a photo shoot one day. Little did I know it was a fake photo shoot that he sent me on. I had my glam on, but I had full sweats on. And I got home and I was texting Matt when I got in the driveway because I didn't see his car. And I'm like, I'm home. Let's open a bottle of wine. And we had been going through a really difficult time. Something had happened family-wise. And so I was like, we just need to relax this weekend and let's spend time together. And so I opened the door to, it's like our bottom floor where I walk in through the garage, and like Adele was playing through the whole house, and there were candles literally everywhere and rose petals. And there was just a computer sitting that said, play me. And I'm like, absolutely in shock. I have no idea what's going on, because I just didn't know. Like, I had no concept of like, is this actually happening? Like, this didn't seem like the time to do this. Like, I didn't know. And then my videographer came around the corner and I was like, oh fuck, it's going down. And Matt and I met on a Zoom meeting. So he put back on like the same outfit that he wore that meeting. He made like a little video of like, I love you so much. And life is just like a journey together that I am so happy to go on with you. And you're always like bringing me down these crazy, crazy rabbit holes. And it's so, I put together a little scavenger hunt for you. Aww. Like, come find me. And the whole house, like every single room was, had all these picture frames that were our like different themes. So like the kitchen was framed of all of pictures of like our firsts. Like we had a picture from like the first weekend we said we loved each other. The first weekend, or like the places that we had gone and traveled, was in the living room. All of our favorite food places of pictures we had together and restaurants was in the dining room. Like every room was a theme of pictures and everything. It was amazing. And then the last room was the bar, and it was a champagne glass. And I walked down to our courtyard, and there was Matt with our two dogs in bow ties and tuxedos. And he got down on one knee, and it was like, it was truly perfect. And then I, little did I know, he flew in. My whole family and all my friends were staying at a hotel, and he brought me thinking we were, I thought I was going to like a fake, like a little cute dinner. And little did I know it was completely fake. And I walked in and all my family and friends were there. And it was truly like, Matt makes amazing romantic movies. And I feel like I was in one of his movies. Like, he curated such an incredible like rom-com moment for the two of us. And I was like, special. I love you. It was so romantic. He is by far the most romantic man I've ever met in my life. I'm like, okay, Matt, wow. Wow. He's really good. He's good.
Oh my
good.
God.
Yeah.
Good job, Matt.
Good job, Matt. Love you.
Got the girl. So cute. So that wraps up the present episode. That was so much fun.
That was so fun. Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait for the next episode where we're talking about the future.
Can't wait. See you guys there.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.